Yo, 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 welcome back to the Further Your Lifestyle podcast, conversations on lifestyle, passions, and hustles. My name's Chris, I am your host, and I'm super excited to be back here having the conversation with you. Episode 113 today, and today we're talking about the two concepts, limited thinking and limited belief. And you're probably thinking, or maybe you're asking, what are those? You have no idea. Well, then this is the episode for you because we're going to dive straight into it. And even if you do know what they are, or you have heard them, or you think you do know, that's okay because we're going to go through a few different things that maybe will give you some fresh perspective on how you can break free of limited thinking and limited belief. Let's dive in. So what is limited belief and limited thinking? Closely related concepts, essentially that hold individuals back from achieving their full potential. Now, I'll be the first to put my hand up and say I've done this before, and we're going to talk about that briefly, but I'm just going to read out to you quickly what a limited belief is versus what limited thinking is. So limited belief refers to a belief system that limits an individual's potential. It's the negative self-talk that convinces a person that they cannot achieve something or that they aren't capable of reaching their goals. This can be due to past failures, you know, society pressures, or a lack of confidence. Whereas limited thinking is more around, it refers to the narrow perspective that limits an individual's ability to see beyond their current situation. This can prevent them from exploring new ideas or taking risks, which can lead to missed opportunities for growth and success. Now, the question I have for you, and be honest with yourself, you don't have to tell me, is do you think you struggle with this? Now, I know I do, and I've been getting better at catching myself at, you know, when I do get caught up in it. Other times, it's usually through hindsight, I look back and think, ah, jeepers, you know, I was holding myself back. And this becomes a bit of a problem to ourselves because, you know, the only person we have to blame is ourselves, because if we never deal with it, then we will never change. And the limited belief or the limited thinking does come from different reasons, or, you know, they have a root. They have a root from somewhere. It might have been from a childhood experience. It might be from just the way you've been grown up or what you've been taught or what you think you know. And that's, look, at the end of the day, that might be out of your control. But as an individual, you have the ability to start to pave your own path and actually figure out what it is that you want to know and understand. And that's what we're going to talk about today and how you can break free and enable yourself to, I guess, yeah, not have such a limited belief or a limited thinking way of thinking. So I'm going to take you through a few different things that I believe will help you do this. And a lot of it just comes through seeking self-reflection, seeking feedback from others, and exploring new perspectives. Now, I do want to be very, very frank here that I, you know, this will not ensure that you will beat it. And this will not mean that it solves all your problems. What this does is it enables a small challenge to help yourself to allow yourself to start breaking free. It all comes back on you. But there's a few little tips and tricks here that I believe have worked really well for me. And we'll talk about a bit more in detail of how they can apply on a more relative everyday perspective. So the first thing that you're going to try, and it's a question, and you can either answer it now, or you can write it down, or you can just think about it while you're listening to this, is question your beliefs. So you need to challenge your negative self-talk and identify any underlying beliefs that you're holding back. So when you have a moment where you're doubting, or you're saying, ah, oh, I can't do this, or because of that, or no, that won't work in my favor because of this, or whatever the excuse may be, you need to ask yourself in that moment, catch yourself and ask yourself, is this what you really believe to be true? And if it is, what evidence do you have to support it? You know, we might just say, oh, I'm not capable of doing that. Why? Why are you not capable of doing that? If it's because you've tried it once and it didn't work, well, look, yes, out of a one-to-one ratio, maybe you've failed once. But, you know, it's if we just give up after the first time, well, of course, we'll never know, right? You know, the first time I tried to hold a gray lead pencil and had to write, you know, in prep or grade one, and they took us through how we hold our pencils, I didn't get it right. I still don't think I hold it right. Does it mean I can't write? Does it mean I can't, you know, do my essays? Did it mean I couldn't do my homework? No. I was able to work around it. I was able to get through it, and I'm more than capable of writing. So, you know, if someone says you can't write if you don't hold your pencil the right way, that would be a wrong understanding. So you really need to question yourself when you catch yourself saying you're not capable of doing it, or when you're, you know, giving yourself negative self-talk. That's number one. Number two is surround yourself with positivity. And that might just be with, you know, where you're working, your environment, but most of the time it's probably around people that will support you, people that will encourage you, people that will, you know, become role models or people that can be mentors to you and that have also achieved high success or, you know, gone through similar challenges and been able to come out the other end. These are the type of people you want to have behind you and in front of you that you can look towards and be inspired by, be motivated by, but also be encouraged by. The next one is explore new perspectives. Now, I know this is easier said than done because you have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit, but it might mean just expanding your understanding on what the world has out there to offer in terms of just ideas, philosophy, people's thoughts, thinking. I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying you have to accept it, but it's good to expand your understanding, knowledge, wisdom, all that, because it just gives you a better understanding or baseline of what you can compare to when you have decisions to make. For instance, you know, by expanding your worldview, you can do this by reading books, watching documentaries, attending events, or things that will basically challenge your current ways of thinking. Again, it doesn't mean that you have to do everything they say. All it does is it gives you a fresh perspective. Even listening to this podcast gives you a fresh perspective, and it might enable you to think a little different and dabble in a new way, or try something new, or see, actually, no, this is the right way. And I'm not saying that your way isn't the right way. That's not what I'm saying. If you think and you're struggling with this, and that's why you had to put your hand up and say, nah, actually, I think I struggle with this, well, these are the ways you can get through it. And the next one is taking small steps. Breaking free from limited thinking or, you know, limited beliefs, it takes time and it takes effort, but we need to take small, consistent steps towards our goals to ensure that we do break free. But we also need to celebrate and, you know, take some big pat on the backs along the way. So an example of all this is when we want something, like it might be, let's say you want to have $10,000 or you want a new car or you want a certain type of job or you want to date someone or, you know, you want to, I don't know what it is, or you want to travel somewhere, right? Whatever it is, whatever that something is, there is a gap between where you are now and where you want to be. And usually that gap will require an unknown or something which would be out of reach, like hard work, or it's going to be something that kind of make you uncomfortable, or this, whatever that gap is, it's usually where you have to do something you might not have done before. And you'll find yourself, and you know, I'm just being a bit of a cliche generalize here, but you probably find yourself saying, I can't do that, or I don't have the ability to do this, or that only works for those people. Or you create all these excuses, or you make all these problems of your own thinking that stop you from actually starting or pursuing or trying to get a little bit further. And this is what we have to challenge. These are the things we need to challenge. These are the things we need to catch and say, hang on a second, why? And really understand why we're saying this, and then see if we actually do move forward, what difference does it actually make? Let's say you want to start selling socks, totally random, and you've never ran a business before and you've never sold socks before. So you have no idea about anything like selling, business, socks, all that jazz, but that's okay. You have to learn. So you can look at it in this way. You could say, I have to learn too much. Oh, it's going to take too long. I won't be able to do it. I don't know anything. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to do it. And you just, say stuff it. Or you can say, okay, well, I don't know this information. I need to learn it. I need to understand it. I need to absorb it. I need to gain it. So let's time box 1 hour, 4 times a week for the next 6 weeks. Seems simple enough. And I've done this, right? I did this to exponentially grow my business when selling clothing, right? I spent 4 hours each week. These 4 hour blocks were different blocks of where I was working on different things. And I did it over 6 weeks. And this is actually part of my six week level up program that I was running at the end of last year. And the idea is in these sessions, you're spending this time working on whatever the problem is that you need to solve. If you've got multiple problems, you just create another 1 hour block on a different day and you go through it. And I'm going to take you through how to do this. So essentially, each 1 hour session is to battle a new problem. And in this case, we'll say the first 1 hour of 1 day a week is going to be, how do I start a business? That's the problem you're solving. Number two is, how do I sell socks? Number three is where to find socks to sell. And four is managing a small business. Look, there might be other things, there might be other areas, but that's essentially what we're doing. Now, over the next 6 weeks, you will have 1 hour blocks of those four sessions. It might be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever works for you. And you're going to start to dabble and do work to get further into these areas. So it might mean you might have to research, you might have to do some learning, you have to set yourself some homework, set yourself some actions for the next week to go out and do some extra work. You have to give yourself the opportunity to learn. You have to give yourself the opportunity to grow without overwhelming yourself, right? And as you do this, you will learn so much. And I mean it, you will learn so much and you'll make progress like you've never made it before because you're not overwhelming yourself and you're giving yourself some small little tasks and challenges and goals to be able to go through and conquer. Why do you think we do homework at school? It's to go do the extra study, to go do the extra learning, to help us understand and get in the practical experience. By the time you have finished doing this, you've spent 24 hours over the 6 weeks and you would have leveled up. During these sessions, you might have joined a mastermind. You might have watched videos on relevant topics. You might have had conversations with people already doing it. You might have just taken action and done work. You might have scheduled next steps. You might have just sat there and understood what is required to go do. And then you realize, oh, it's not that bad, right? But if we don't know what we don't know, of course, it's always going to be what we expect it to be. But when we actually, you know, look inside the box and understand that, oh, actually, all I got to do is do this and do that. And, oh, it's not too bad. Or these are the set of instructions I got to follow. Oh, it's not too bad. But if we don't look, we can't find the answer. So all these things you would have been able to manage to conquer and through a series of small steps. And you've done it over a period of time without overwhelming yourself. That's the secret right there. So did you know how to do them? No. Were you able to do them in this circumstance? Yes, you were able to enable and allow yourself to know how to do it. You've done the research. You've done the work by, you know, learning and trying to understand. And by learning from others or trying to understand that everyone else that has gone out to build something or to grow or to, you know, whether it's in business, whether it's in sport, whether it's just in life, they too started at the bottom. And though they had their own set of problems that they had to overcome, whether it was they didn't know how to do it, or maybe they didn't have enough money. They had to raise money, or maybe they just didn't have the confidence. We all have our set of problems that we have to overcome. Now, I understand we have only touched on the very surface of this topic, but my main point here is it's more about we limit ourselves to give ourselves a made-up reason of why we can't or cannot do something rather than giving ourselves the permission and the opportunity to actually learn, try, and actually make progress and actually become successful. If we don't know how to ride a bike, well, there's a few options that we have, right? We can ask for help, we can get training wheels, or we can avoid it and we can say, oh, I don't want to do this because I think I can't do it, or I'm now too old to do this, speaking as an adult, and adults should already know this, thus it's too late. And, you know, we set all these expectations or preset parameters of why we can't do it. But, you know, if we ask for help, yeah, it might be a little bit embarrassing for a full-grown adult, but it's not a big issue. Like, who cares? Move on. Get out there and just learn. If you want to learn, go learn. Like, that's not stopping you from learning. It's a little thing that you have to overcome because it's embarrassment. Same with riding around with training wheels. You might think, oh, but where am I going to do it? People will see me. People might judge me. Again, if you just go do it, you'll be done within maybe 4 or 5 sessions. And you don't need training wheels anymore. And then you won't think nonetheless ever more, right? Like, it's these little excuses that we make up, they're ridiculous. Now, I understand that in the moment they don't seem ridiculous because I've done it too. But when you play it back, you realize it's just stupid. It's so silly. And it's easy to say that now because we've gone through it and we've got hindsight. But by delaying these things, it actually creates it harder to overcome. And by not doing any of the hard work or the steps that require us to make progress, well, then you will never make progress. Again, if you struggle to save money, it may simply be because you've never been taught how to save money. You've only seen others spend it, or you've never been told that it's okay to put money in the bank, or why you should leverage interest rates, or, you know, it might be the same with home loans and mortgages. You know, people say, no, don't touch it, or don't get a credit card. Again, I'm not saying go get a credit card. It's like we all have these perceived understandings based on what we've been taught. Again, that's somewhat out of your control. And that's somewhat not your fault, right? You only know what you know because that's all you know. But there is so much more out there that we might not actually realize, and that it's only a percentage of what you could actually know. And the list goes on and on. Here's some cliche examples of limited belief and limited thinking. And look, I'll say a few and maybe some will, you know, resonate with you. I'm not smart enough to do that. I'm too old or too young to start something new. I'm not talented enough to pursue that career. I'll never be able to change my bad habits. I can't afford to do that. I'm too shy or too anxious to speak in public. I'm not lucky enough to be successful. I don't have the connections to make it in the industry. I don't have the time to pursue my dreams. I'm not creative enough to come up with the innovative ideas. I mean, if that's what you tell yourself, that's what you be. Like, seriously, what we tell ourselves is essentially what we will believe. So you need to start changing the narrative. You need to start changing the conversation. If we try something out, if we test something out a little bit, if we take some small risks, we may actually surprise ourselves. You may actually be way more capable than you think you are, because for some reason you think you're not capable, but have you tried anything else to prove otherwise? So I want to wrap it up. I want to summarize it and quickly. Limited thinking and belief can hold us back from achieving our potential. But by identifying the root causes of our limitations or questioning these reasons or beliefs that we think we have, and surrounding ourselves with people that are positive, that can give us a good influence and encourage us, and explore new perspectives or be open to new ideas, we can start to actually break free. And then by applying small steps, we can actually break free. So my encouragement to you to take action today is this. One, identify one area in your life where you may be limiting yourself. Where can you actually start to take some small steps towards overcoming that limitation? It could be signing up for a class. It could be reaching out to a mentor. It might be just simply challenging or catching the next time you have a negative belief. It's very simple. It doesn't have to be something big, bold, and audacious. Keep it simple. But remember, you know, it's going to take time. It requires progress. And the only way to make progress is over time and putting in a little bit of effort. But it's worth it. Don't let limited thinking and belief hold you back from the life that you want to be living. It's literally just over there, but you have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to get out of this bubble that you're living in. So take action and start making progress towards where you want to be today. It's that simple. I'm going to leave you with it's not even a quote, it's just a little statement. Believe you can and you're halfway there. The other half is taking action and proving it to yourself and the world. That's all you got to do. If you have any questions about this or you want to leave a comment or continue the conversation, by all means, if you're here on the YouTube, reach out, drop a comment. Otherwise, you can hit me up on Instagram. Otherwise, if you want to continue the conversation in an interactive way, you can reach out to www.speakpipe.com/furtheryourlifestyle. And you can leave a voicemail there of sorts that I can include into one of these conversations or one of these episodes, and we can continue the conversation. Really appreciate you being here. You have a wonderful day. Cheers.